Here we go. So last time we were discussing about the hefsek between. Talking between washing and hamotzi. And we mentioned that there was a debate whether it's allowed or not, that many opinions said that you're technically allowed to talk between washing and hamotzi, and there are other opinions that said, based upon the Talmud Yerushalmi, that you are not allowed to talk between washing and hamotzi. And we came up with that the conclusion is what we're strict for is not to talk even a little bit between hamotzi, I'm sorry, netilas yadayim and hamotzi. But if you did talk accidentally, you do not have to wash again because of that other opinion, unless, again, you had hesach hadas, you weren't thinking about it, you went to a new topic, you're not even thinking about the hamotzi. So, but if you say a few words, that really shouldn't be a reason to have to go back and wash again. We then mentioned at the end, and then I was going to go into this, there is quoted in the Rambam, based upon certain opinions, that there's also a hefsek of time, meaning licha tchila, you're not supposed to wait more than the time that it takes to walk 22 amos, which is not a lot of time. So an amma is about a foot and a half to 2 feet. So basically, you're not supposed to wait that long. Now, if you waited again, same halacha, if you waited a long period of time and you didn't have hesach hadas and you didn't forget about what you're doing, you also don't have to go back, okay? But lechatchila, you should not wait a long period of time. Obviously, if you have a big Shabbos meal, let's say, and you have tons of people, you're all washing and you're waiting, then you're going to wait maybe longer than that. And that's not a problem because everything's set up. Everybody's trying to wash. So you're waiting for them to make hamotzi. That's not an issue. But in general, when you're washing and nobody is, there's no reason to wait for anybody, it's better for you to say hamotzi right away and not wait the time in between. So on Shabbos, obviously, you have to wait for everybody. But at your table, but during the week, you go and you wash, try to, as quickly as you can, get to the hamotzi. Okay. A few more things about hamotzi. About netilas yadayim. Number one, when do we make the bracha? So there's a debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah based upon the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch says that you should make the bracha before you wash your hands. The Ramah states, based upon a lot of the opinions, that the custom was to make the bracha of netilas yadayim before you dry your hands. Why would you do it before you dry your hands? Now, the interesting part about this is there's a rule called over lesiyasa that you should make a bracha always before the mitzvah is done, right? So technically you say washing would be the mitzvah, so you should wash, make the bracha before you wash your hands, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Why would you make the bracha afterwards, before the drying? So there are two reasons given. Number one is, we already learned that you're not allowed, it's a bad thing. You should make sure your hands are dry before you eat the bread for numerous reasons. Since that is true, then therefore the drying is part of the mitzvah. And that's why we'd say the bracha before the drying, okay? That's why we would say the bracha before the drying. The other reason is that maybe you can't make a bracha until you wash your hands. Your hands are not clean. So there's a halacha by Gerus. When somebody converts, they go to the mikvah. It's one of the three things that they do, right? A convert does what? They go to the mikvah. They have a bris milah and they accept mitzvahs. And when they go to the mikvah, before then, they're not Jewish. They can't make a bracha. So when do they make the bracha? Afterwards. After they go to the mikvah. So the same thing. Your hands aren't clean. So some of the opinions said that the reason is because before you wash your hands aren't clean enough to make the bracha. So therefore, we have to wait till afterwards. What do we follow? So Ashkenazim generally follow the opinion that you do it before drying your hands. Okay? You make the bracha before you dry your hands. The Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha says if somebody wants to make the bracha before the washing, and they're Ashkenazi, they're allowed to. And it even makes sense because the Shulchan Aruch, he thinks it's more correct. But he says generally we keep up with the minhag to do it before. The general Ashkenazi minhag is to do it before the drying. For Svardim, it's a debate within Svardi Poskim. So whatever your Posek says, whatever your custom is, they either do it before the washing or before the drying. What happens if I washed my hands and dried them and I forgot to make the bracha? Can I make the bracha now? So what's the story? I washed my hands, I dried them. Nobody says you're supposed to dry them. You're supposed to make the bracha after drying. So what's the halacha? So there's a debate amongst the poskim. A lot of the poskim said that you can make it after, even up to hamotzi. Chai Adam brings this up, that even after the washing, the di'eved, you can still make the bracha all the way up to hamotzi, according to many of them. The Taz, great posek on the Shulchan Aruch, felt that you're not allowed to make a bracha after you dry your hands. It is a bracha levatala. You're not allowed to make a bracha at all. So what do we follow? So for Ashkenazim, if we follow the Mishnah Berurah, because you can follow both opinions, there's different opinions, but the Mishnah Berurah felt, because there's so many opinions that say you can make the bracha afterwards, if you forgot to make the Netilas Yadayim, you can make it until Hamotzi. Okay? You don't have to be strict like the Taz. Svardim are strict like the Taz, and therefore Svardim, if you forgot to say on Netilas Yadayim, you're not allowed to say it after you dry your hands. You don't say it anymore. So that's a debate between Ashkenazim and Svardim. Again, Eva. Yeah. It's just a question of the bracha. Yeah. So how do we wash the hands? Nava. So some people say you should wash again with a bracha, but the problem with that is your hands are already clean. So maybe bracha levatala. So some people suggest they have to go back to what we said, maybe scratch your head and do that, right? But some people thought that was also a bracha levatala. A bracha yishen etzricha. So that's a whole... No, because you're creating a bracha you didn't need because you already washed your hands. So there are people... So there's a little bit of a debate about that. Some people say you can wash again, scratch your head, wash again, and some people say it's better not to do that. Yeah.
Okay, it was like slightly different, but pretty connected. But we were when we were in Israel, there was a family who they basically said that like washing is its own thing. Like you make the bracha and you do the action of washing, and then like making the bracha on mochi, and then you do the action of like eating bread. So like in between the like making the bracha for washing and before making bracha bread, they like spoke because that wasn't a hefsek. Because like they said the bracha and they washed and like that action's done.
Right, so that's why we said there's a machlokes, that first opinion, the debate whether you can talk, right? So even though we're strict, right? According to the opinion that's lenient, they're saying they're two separate things, they're not connected, right? That's exactly what it is. But we don't paskin that way, meaning lechatchila, only b'diavet, right?
This thing here wouldn't connect to that?
No, it wouldn't connect because that's just a question of whether you can ever say a bracha after the action is done when it wasn't set up that way, lecha tefillah. Like Geirus, it was set up to do it after the tefillah. But here it wasn't set up, and there's a whole machlokas whether you can say a berachas mitzvah afterwards. And it's partially based upon what the reason is why we do it before drying our hands. Yeah.
If we're talking about hefsek, should the person who's making hamotzi, for like wash first to rush everybody, but then have the longest hefsek, or wash last so they have the shortest hefsek. But other people can take.
It depends what you want. The Torah quotes that his father, the Rush, would wash first because he was very strict for this time period. He didn't want to have any hefsek at all. I'm sorry, he would wash last. So therefore, he would wash less, so he would not have any hefsek between the bracha, right? Because they would, one person is making the hamotzi, so he would wash less, so he would not have a hefsek. Other people say you wash first, okay? So I, many times, I wash last because I want to move people along so they wash. Reshechter used to say that he washes first because this way people will feel guilty and they'll follow him and they'll do it quickly. So depends, you know, like what you can get away with. Okay, girls, what is, how do you wash your hands? So there's a debate. Okay, so there's three possible ways to wash your hands. Okay. So how many times do you wash your hands? So this became a famous debate. So listen carefully. There's a debate amongst the poskim whether you wash your hands three times, two times, or one time. So where would all them come from? So the classic, I'm not going to go through all the opinions because that would take a very long time. It's a long topic. So just to make this quick, Sfardim generally follow the opinion to wash your hands three times, each hand three times. The reason why is based upon a lot of poskim. The first hand washing is to clean your hands. The second hand washing is to make them tahor. And the third hand washing is to get rid of the tummy water that you got from the second hand washing. Okay, to get rid of the stuff that these tame water that's still on your hands. So from the middle washing. The reason why Sfardim also follow this is the Kafa Chaim, great Sfardi Posse, quotes that Kabbalistically there's a nice thing about doing it three times on each hand as well. Ashkenazim generally do, although some people do three also, but generally do two hand washings. I'll get back to the other opinions, give me a second. But two hand washings. There's a debate, why only two? According to the Ashkenazi poskim, many of them follow the opinion that reviz of water that you use to put on your hands should not include cleaning your hands. That's not part of the mitzvah. Part of mitzvah is for tara, not for cleaning. So if your hands are dirty, you should wash them off clean separately and then dry them off and then wash your hands twice. So that would be according to that opinion. There are still some Ashkenazim that do three. Where would one come from? So, yeah.
Yeah. Say it was the whole case about washing your hands. Because out of all these issues, oh, it's a problem after you go to the bathroom because your hands are clean. So shouldn't this be make it fine because the reviz water is clean?
It's saying like this. It's saying that the let's say you have visible dirt on your hands, right? Yeah. You have something. So you just take some water, you wash it off for a second, and then you wash your hands. We're not here talking about your cleanliness of tara that you do for hand washing. That's a different thing.
So I'm saying the reviz shouldn't include the cleaning of making.
Like if you like dirt on your hands, so just take some water, wash off that part. That would be what the Mishnah Berurah would say.
So you do it twice so that the first one is like the physical cleaning?
No. You have to do the physical cleaning should not be included. In the
that's
right.
We said that we can't wash.
So then why are you doing it
before you wash our hands for example?
Because that, right, because you're doing the same type of washing for a tara. For a tara, your hands were dirty from the bathroom, that's tara. It's not physical dirt. If you see physical dirt, you want you to wash it off. Okay, so, give me 1 second. So, girls, technically, a lot of the poskim say that either if you wash with a full reviz on your hands, on your hand at a time, some poskim say that therefore you only really need to wash once because it gets rid of all the tamei water to begin with. According to some people say that if you wash your hands once and then you dry them like we do, the drying actually gets rid of the tamei water. You don't need a second washing. But the classic, so people have different opinions of what they do. Although the classic, just what most people do, and the Ashkenazi world is twice and the Sephardi world is three times. Some people have different opinions within all the groups, but that is the classic opinion. Okay. Mayim Achronim, for those of you who have ever been in my halacha class, you probably know this already. But the basic point is, Mayim Achronim, some people still wash it, some people don't. Where does this come from? So the Gemara mentions two reasons for Mayim Achronim. One of them is they were worried that this salt called Melech Stomis, which was very powerful salt, if you were to eat your meal, you were to rub it in your eyes, and you might become blind. So therefore, at the end of the meal, they wanted you to wash your hands to protect your eyes. Okay? It was because of a sakana, the Gemara says in Erevin. So they want to protect your eyes. So therefore, that was one reason. The second reason that's brought up in the Gemara is because of Zuma. There's a general halacha by all brachos, by any food, by anything, that if your hands, yadayim mizuhamos psulos habracha, if your hands are dirty, you're not allowed to make a bracha. If you did b'di'evit, it works. But if your hands are dirty, if you have dirt on your hands, which basically, again, means mostly from the knuckles to the point of the fingers, if your hands are dirty, you are not allowed to make a bracha, any bracha. And therefore, Birchas HaMazon, they usually made meals about bread. And therefore, if your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands. Based upon this, Tosvos asks, why did nobody ever wash Mayim Achronim in their place? So they claimed, number one, nobody's ever seen this salt that blinds you. Obviously, salt will hurt your eyes, but it's not going to, most of the salt we have today doesn't blind you. So that reason would go away. And if your hands are clean, obviously, if your hands are dirty, you have to wash them all the time for a bracha. But if your hands are clean, that shouldn't be a problem. Those people who wash Mayim Achronim, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, they either believe that maybe this concept, you still have to be concerned about the decree about the Melech Stomis, or there is a third opinion, more Kabbalistically opinion, about having Kedusha, making sure your hands are holy for Mayim Achronim. So therefore, you will have people that follow the opinion to wash Mayim Achronim, and there are people who don't wash Mayim Achronim, all different people, regular people, Gedolim. Actually, there was an article where they just interviewed Rav Schechter. I never knew this. I never asked him. But they asked him if he washes Mayim Achronim, and he said no. So you have Gedolim who don't do it. So the basic point is there are people who do it, people who don't. I don't wash Mayim Achronim, but a lot of people do. So that is where the Mayim Achronim debate came from. Okay. I know if you have to wash, women should have to wash too. It's the same reasons. Sakana, Kedusha, dirty hands. I know. It's an interesting minhag. It doesn't...